Superman, the Last Son of Krypton. Issue 14, Threats.
Where are we, Lex?
LexCorp Tower.
It always seems to be safer around here.
Yes, it does.
I'm not sure what I'm doing here with you.
Miss Lane. Lois, I merely thought it was too dangerous for you to be out in the streets, considering that Superman and those imposters were destroying everything in sight.
They were?
Yes, Superman's nothing but a menace.
A menace?
If he weren't in Metropolis, do you think the city would have been under siege by a legion of Superman doppelgangers?
No, I suppose not. This is all so confusing.
Let's get you into my office where we can talk.
No, Lex, I...
Come, Miss Lane.
Mr. Luther...
Ah, Mr. Gerald.
Sir?
You were on my Secret Service detail while I was in the White House. Weren't you reassigned to Lana Lang after I left office?
Yes, sir, I was.
So what are you doing here? Shouldn't you be babysitting the former First Lady?
She sent me out to check on Miss Lane. I saw her with you and followed you here.
As you can see, Miss Lane is fine.
Sir, with all due respect, she was just refusing to...
She was doing nothing of the sort. She's merely confused due to everything that's going on in the city right now. Isn't that right, Lois?
Well...
Miss Lang, please. He can't be trusted.
Be careful how you speak in my presence, Mr. Gerald.
Lex Luthor cannot be trusted.
That may come back to haunt you, Joseph.
He's right. That'll come back to haunt you. Do you have any idea who Lex Luthor is, buddy? Shut it. I've heard enough. Lex, I'd like to go into your office. Now.
With pleasure, Lois. I'll be seeing you, Mr. Gerald.
I don't think he's coming out, Lieutenant.
Incoming!
Whoa!
That was an antique.
So what? Someone just flew a full-size airplane at you. Doesn't that shock you at all?
Not in this town.
This are not good. These planes no can fly.
What the hell does he need a plane for?
Hello, officers. The Bizarros have been weakening over time. I'm guessing this one can't fly anymore, so he thought he'd get himself a plane. I believe this is the last of them.
Well, we had the situation well in hand, but apparently that's not good enough for you.
He threw an airplane at you! Officer Branford, please let me handle this!
Oh, no, fine, go ahead, do what you want. I mean, you will anyway, right?
It's not like that. Tell him, Lupe. Lupe?
I'm not so sure that I disagree with him.
Hey! Me am center of attention around here.
You see this, Lieutenant? Why do we even bother?
You have a point.
Lupe, I thought we'd gotten past this.
You thought wrong.
Fine. I have to get this Bizarro back to the Steelworks. Excuse me.
That guy's getting on my last nerve. Somebody ought to do something about him.
Just a second. Steve!
Hi, Kara. You didn't show up for class and I was worried. You look terrible.
Thanks. It's nice to see you, too.
What happened to you?
It's nothing. I just need to get some sleep.
I think you'd better sit down. You've got all kinds of cuts and bruises and... What's that?
What?
Sticking out from under your bed.
No, Steve, don't!
A Supergirl costume? But... Wait a second. There've never really been any close-up photographs of Supergirl before, so I never thought. But you... And then this costume.
I think you'd better sit down.
This is so cool!
See, it's not what you... Wait, what?
I'm dating Supergirl.
We're dating?
I have so many questions.
Lucky for you, I'm too weak to do much besides sit on my behind all day. Homework? Yeah, it's overrated. Let's talk.
Oh, Mr. Luthor wants his lab destroyed? Well, then it shall be destroyed. But I am not losing my research. Oh, no, not again. No, we can't have that. That causes the pain with the hurting and the dying of which I am not so fond. There. All my data's been uploaded to the satellite and... What's this? It's some secret LexCorp file that Mr. Luthor tried to hide from my begoggled prying eyes. Well, we can't have that. Oh, no, we can't. Let's see what you've been hiding, Mr. Luthor.
Jimmy.
What are you doing here?
I need to see Perry White. Now.
Hey, what's this about?
Just take me to him, please.
Okay. He's right this way. Mr. White?
Yeah, Jimmy. Come on in.
What is it, kid?
Mr. White, we have a problem.
What's going on? I wasn't expecting you back until tomorrow.
Lana sent me out to keep an eye on Lois, so I followed her. And well, sir, I saw her with Lex Luthor.
What was she doing with Luthor?
I don't know, but she seemed friendly. Overly friendly. She wasn't acting like herself. She went inside with him, alone. And she told me to shut it, sir.
Damn it! What the hell has Luthor done to her?
Is that the last of them?
Yes, I think so. Most of them were on the outskirts of the city, though I had to pick up a couple of them in Gotham and New York. How are the others?
They're... I'm sorry, Clark.
They're dead? All of them? This is absolutely terrible. They didn't mean to hurt anyone. Mentally, they were just like... children. Who would send a group of superpowered children to attack Metropolis?
Dr. Anderson. I know he created them.
Anderson's a few clowns short of a circus, but he's never seemed malicious. Someone else was behind this.
Luthor, no doubt.
But why? It's not like Lex to just attack the city for no reason. And I simply cannot let this staggering loss of innocent lives stand. We've got to find out how this is connected to him.
I hope to do just that. I've booked a flight to Washington, D.C.
What for?
Remember when I said I found out Dr. Franklin Anderson died 5 years ago? It's true. I've seen a copy of the death certificate. I was able to locate his grave, so I thought it was worth checking out.
John Henry, you're in no condition to travel. You can't even walk.
I can maneuver my wheelchair just fine, thank you. I'm not helpless.
I know that. I just meant that I could fly you down there and...
Clark, no. Please. There's something serious going on here, and I want to help. I need to feel useful, especially now. I should go start packing.
All right, then. Thank you. And good luck. Kara? Kara, what are you doing here? The sunlight generators are still recharging. You should be resting.
So should you.
You're so snarky.
And you love me that way.
You're my only cousin. What choice do I have? So really, what are you doing here?
Well, you see, Steve knows.
Knows what? Not that you're Supergirl! This is not good.
No, it's fine. Really. He's completely trustworthy.
How can you be so sure?
Because he's your biggest supporter.
Maybe you haven't heard. I don't have supporters.
Yes, you do.
Not anymore.
Well, Steve proves otherwise, and he has a plan to help you get a few more.
Enter.
Hello? Mrs. Serena? Oh, it's so dark and spooky. No lighting will do that, you know. Bad for the eyes it is. Causes strain.
Dr. Anderson.
Yeah?
I am busy woman. State your business or get out.
Yes, of course, your Russianishness. As you may or may not, as the case may be aware, I used to be in the employ of Lex Luthor.
You always speak like this?
Like how? I only speak as I do, which of course is the only way I know.
My head!
Your head?
Your talking makes it hurt. Speed it up!
Yes, your Baltic beautifulishness. In the course of leaving LexCorp, I came across a secret file, one with your name in it.
Tell me more. Succinctly.
It seems Mr. Luthor was aware of your establishing a Russian mafia presence in Metropolis, and your desire to expand that influence to the criminal underworld outside of the city.
Yes, of course he is. He thwarts every attempt I make to set up operations.
The file? It said you sent an agent to Gotham City recently.
The file is wrong. I went myself in disguise. It is too hard to find good help. Who can I trust? No one! The stupid bat interfered!
My point, of course, you see? My point, and... ooh, it's a sharp one. My point is that Mr. Luthor knew that your meeting in Gotham was to obtain explosives. Explosives which you intended to use against LexCorp.
Now he won't even let me do business outside Metropolis? That cannot stand! I need him out of way. I kill him! I will see his entrails spilled on floor!
Yes, yes, my dear. Oh, my, yes. Now you're speaking the language I've longed to hear instead of that silly accent of yours. Mr. Luthor thinks he can destroy my research on a whim, but oh, no, I'll not let him do that. Never that.
You suggest partnership?
Indeed, I do. You have the connections.
And you have...
the resources. Oh, my, yes, you just wait and see. You and I, together we shall bring down the Luthor Empire!
Next time on Superman, the Last Son of Krypton. Is Lois falling for another man?
Lex, I don't know about this. I'm married.
A technicality that we shall soon remedy.
An old foe emerges from beneath the city.
You're all purple and sinewy and scary.
You flatter me.
Superman pleads his case.
How do you counter the folks who say you bring danger to Metropolis simply by being here?
Well, Stephen, what they need to realize is that evil was around long before I showed up.
And Luther's days may be numbered.
He has access to LexCorp.
What kind of access?
Everything. I will use him to bring Luther down!
Change is in the air as Pendant Productions presents Issue 15 of Superman, the Last Son of Krypton, on March 29th, 2006. Only at SupermanHomepage.com. In 3 weeks. in the second issue of Batman, the Ace of Detectives, while the Riddler is the closest he's ever been to sanity.
Mr. Enigma, I am here to find a cure for your psychosis. I am here to help you.
The Joker has insidious plans for him.
An armored vehicle carrying explosives was attacked. Driver and two passengers, armed GCPD officers, dead.
Pudding! Time to go home!
Not yet, Hollypool!
You're coming too, Eddie.
The Batman and his allies are in for a long night, beginning March 15th, 2006. Only on BatmanYTB.com. And in 1 month... Wonder Girl learns more about her family.
Zeus gave me my powers, and then I find out I'm actually related to him.
Cersei teams up with a new foe.
I'm known as Dr. Psycho, madam. I just don't see how an eligible man-hating goddess such as yourself could have problems getting a date. It boggles the mind.
Wonder Woman digs to discover Cersei's secret.
According to these records, every time she's incarcerated, she ends up only serving a portion of her sentence, or none at all.
And Mercy continues her sentence under Ares' watchful eye.
Your sentence could be pain or pleasure, my dear. Having friends in the right places could go a long way in securing certain comforts.
Issue 2 of Wonder Woman, Champion of Themyscira, premieres March 22nd, 2006. Only at WonderWomanYTB.com.
Featuring the voice talents of Ryan H. Nelson as Superman and Jimmy Olsen, Daniel Sensenbach as Lex Luthor, Susan Bridges as Lois Lane, Dragonblink as Kara Zor-El, Michael Lunar McCaskill as John Henry Irons, Neil Bailey as Dr. Anderson, Gwyn Peabody as Perry White, Catherine Pry as Sarina, Brendan Ellie as Mr. Gerald, Alex Barona as Lupe Leocadio, Pete Mylon as Officer Branford, Steve Eunice as himself, and Jeffrey Bridges as Bizarro. Written and directed by Jeffrey Bridges, produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2006 Pendant Productions. Superman created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, copyright 2006 DC Comics. For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. To visit the home of Superman on the internet, visit SupermanHomepage.com. Thanks for listening.